Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review.
On today's episode, episode number 62, entitled The Benefits of Cryotherapy, we chat with world-renowned fitness trainer Don Saladino.
All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Don Saladino. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I stumbled across, I was just kind of mentioned this a minute ago to you, but I stumbled across your site a few days ago. I had a couple emails and stuff, my assistant, your assistant, and one of the things that really stuck out, man, obviously you're a personal trainer, you've trained people like celebrities like Hugh Grant, Hugh Jackman, Liev Schreiber, who's one of my favorites, Ray Donovan,
he's the best.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, all sorts of people, and you're obviously one of the best celebrity kind of experts, celebrity fitness experts out there. But one of the things you're working on right now, which I really like, man, is the cryotherapy and that whole thing. And you got a cryotherapy chamber now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was funny. I was experimenting with it for a couple of months and realized that in the time frame of 3 minutes, I've never in my life seen a recovery modality that could, you know, give someone that type of effect. Wow. Normally things take – and I would disregard things like massage or cold plunging or infrared saunas. I love these things. I continue to still use them. But the big problem that I've had with my clientele in the past is that getting them to do these things, they're not very time efficient. It's just, laying down for an hour or going into a 40-minute sauna. These are things that I make time to do because this is my life, but they're not time efficient. So when I went into the cryo chamber, I did some research on it, like anything else, heard a lot of positive, and obviously you always have some naysayers, but we can discuss that. And realized that after going through it myself, it was literally like almost a life-changing process. I would go into these workouts now and leave the workouts, and within 3 minutes I was feeling like I could repeat that workout. And then what was happening is on days where I wasn't training, I was coming in and using it and just noticing how my body was recovering, and almost like that afternoon lull that I would get, or if I ever got, it would help me recover from it. My sleep improved, and notice that inflammation in my body was reducing. And it was all the positive physical and mental effects I could have hoped for. So, now it's getting a client in and they do a training session, or even if they don't have a training session, if they traveled or if they're hungover or whatever it is that New Yorkers, deal with, I throw them in this thing and I almost feel like it's a nice reset button for them. And, it keeps their head in a good spot for the rest of the day, so they're motivated also to make good choices. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, man. And we're definitely going to kind of dive into all the health benefits surrounding it. You touched on a few different kind of cool topics there too as well. First off, how cold is that cryotherapy and how does that feel? Because I actually I looked up like how cold ice is, just, to compare it, and ice itself, like if you put ice on your arm, if you're trying to heal something, it's like negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit, but this is much cooler, right?
This is much cooler, but it's not as of a shocking of a feeling. So we have three levels on our cryotherapy chamber, just because, I had my mom go it today, who's 70 years old, and naturally, the woman's turning she's turning 70 on Monday. she doesn't want me to jump the gun. She's turning 70 on Monday, and she obviously had concerns. Well, I'm a little older, and I'm like, Mom, let's try level one. I don't want you ever to do anything that you're uncomfortable with. And I put her in level one for a minute, and she got out and she was like, oh my God, that was great. And, she had a little soreness in her body and she was claiming it was gone. I hope it was, but, positive effects. I took my father, who's 70, I put him in level one for 3 minutes, and he left, and he looked like he drank a really nice cup of coffee and he got 10 hours of sleep. I mean, he looked fantastic. His head was in a good spot and he was excited. So these are all positive benefits. It starts at about minus 110 degrees Celsius at level one. Level two goes to minus 120 degrees Celsius. And level three goes to minus 130, which is roughly my calculation, you know, it's around, you know, minus 265, minus 270 degrees Fahrenheit. So you'd say right now, oh my God, that's ridiculous. I can't even stand ice.
Yeah.
The thing with ice is that, you know, it's such a shocking transition. And when you jump into a cold plunger, you throw ice on you, it's like an instantaneous temperature change. And I know with the cryotherapy, what happens is it's almost like it's like a slow cool down process. So I like to say the first minute to minute and a half is when we hit the lowest temperature, but it gradually gets you down there. So when you hop in the beginning, you're like, oh, this is okay. I'm feeling a little colder. 30 seconds in, a minute in, okay, I'm cold. Minute and a half, all right, I'm a little colder. And then normally the first time someone goes in, the last 30 seconds, they're like, oh my God, I'm almost there. Okay. And they have themselves, you know, feel themselves breathing a little heavy. And when they hop out, that first session I always say is the worst, but they always feel invigorated. And the second session, even if they go to level two, normally isn't as bad as the first session. I feel like it's more of the anticipation. People get a little bit of nerves when they're going in there. And that's partially the reason why I think it feels so cold.
Mm-hmm. And actually, sort of before we kind of continue, what exactly is a cryotherapy chamber? And okay. Is it like full submersion? You kind of go in. Is it? I'm thinking sort of something similar to like hyperbaric chamber. Yeah, is that what it sort of looks like, or no?
No, I mean hyperbaric chamber. You know, you're laying down horizontally. Okay. I mean, in the have you ever seen a stand up tanning bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, imagine a stand up tanning bed, but you're from your the bottom of your chin up is exposed. Okay. So it's so you're not completely. So for those people who are claustrophobic. You know, they don't need to be because their head's exposed and I'm having a conversation with the client the entire time. So, you know, that's pretty much how it looks.
Okay. And, is there a reason why the head is exposed? Is it for claustrophobic things or is there another, like your brain can't, kind of,
no, you know, I know the areas of the body, like the hands, the feet, the face, they normally don't like to have it exposed to that type of cold in the chamber because just the skin's a lot thinner, you're closer to bone. And I know we have to wear gloves and we have to wear booties, socks and booties when you're in there. So that's something where if you weren't to have that on, you'd probably get some type of frostbite on the hands. Everyone's effect's different, but it wouldn't be comfortable. Okay. So we try and cover up those extremities, and I think the face is an area where I know they have like a cryotherapy wand out there that if you wanted some sort of a cryotherapy facial, it's more of like a hand wand that they rub around your face. And actually, I've done it. It feels pretty awesome.
Cool. And I'm sort of thinking like a Demolition Man, you know, Sylvester Stallone's type thing here.
Well, that's kind of what it looks like. It's funny. I watched Demolition Man recently, and that's kind of like – when you remember Demolition Man, when Wesley Snipes is being thawed out and then you see that type of smoke, that type of, you know, that's kind of what, you know, that's kind of what it looks like.
Cool. And how long do clients typically go in for? Like you said, I think a minute or two, a couple minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we, never more than 3 minutes. Three minutes is the maximum amount of time. It's something where when someone jumps in there, if they for some reason feel like they're getting really cold, because, you know, the effects on everyone's different. You know, my father was in there. He was fine. I've had people in there where they're like, oh, my God, I'm freezing. So, you know, we're all affected by the cold differently. And it's something where what I have done a couple times with clients is I put the system on pause. You're still getting a great effect and we're letting the time kind of diminish a little bit. I think it's a great time. I think it's a great almost method to do with a client the first time that they're in there because, again, there's a lot of nerves going through their head and their body, and we're trying to make this as pleasurable an experience. But to be honest with you, out of every client I've had in here so far, I've yet to have a negative effect. People come back. They're either religiously coming back or they're doing it at some other time, you know, within those weeks when they first met. So the you know, it's been an incredible response.
Okay, cool. you mentioned sauna therapy, like heat therapy earlier.
Yeah.
Is this comparable or better to something like sauna therapy?
You know, it's funny. I never say anything's better. I just say that they're different. So the sauna, what I like to refer to the infrared sauna. I'm a fan of infrared saunas, and I actually have a sauna. I have a steam room here, which I'm going to end up replacing with an infrared sauna. But what I like about the infrared saunas is that, envision this, when you get sick, your core temperature heats up to almost flush out the sickness. Yeah. Imagine getting a temperature without getting the effects of being sick. So that's kind of like how I like to explain the infrared sauna. It's heating up your core temperature, and it's almost pushing the toxins out of your body. And it's something where personally, you know, I've done anywhere from 1 to 3 times a week. It's something that I really enjoy doing. The cryotherapy now is something that, since I've been and I've had it in my club, I've been doing it every day I've been here, because just the time, you know, factor, it's nothing. It's 3 minutes. I mean, mm-hmm. You could be in a rush and hop in that and be done. The only thing we like to recommend is that someone wipes themselves down dry. You know, I've literally walked off of workouts where I'm dripping sweat, and when I've put on some, you know, dry boxers or whatever it is, I'll wipe my body down with a dry towel, and then I'll hop in and I'm fine.
Cool, man. And, you know, we kind of talked about some of the things of, you know, how to use it and such, but how does it actually work? Like, what are you doing when you're going in there? What is the this sort of like freezing temperature doing to your body?
Okay, cool. So basically, you know, I like to compare it to, you know, like, you know, people would normally do ice baths, and that's, you know, they would cool down the body, and that happens from slowing down the blood flow. You know, obviously benefits, you know, enzyme activity, cellular metabolism. You know, ice baths, you know, this makes it ideal for acute or new injuries. And that's why kind of ice baths have had a, you know, almost, you know, positive, but also people are like, well, icing's not good. What I like about the cryotherapy is it stimulates only the top level of the skin. Therefore, it's nowhere near as unbearable. And what's happening now is that we are, you know, slowly, gradually cooling down the body's temperature. And, what's happening there is we're cutting down on a lot of inflammation. Believe it or not, there is calorie burning going on. Most people like to try and argue that, but you are burning calories from going in there. And with burning calories, yeah, in the long run, you are going to burn fat. One interesting, and I wanted to pull this out for you, but one interesting write-up that I had and actually sat down, besides the research we've been reading, I've been talking to my nutritionist, Steve McCary, and Steve wrote up for me something incredible that I'd like you to read. I've never really heard written anywhere, and I'd like to read this to you if you don't mind.
Yeah.
When in fight or flight, this is from Steve, by the way. When in fight or flight, blood is needed in the extremities so we can move fast to escape whatever threat is facing us. This leaves critical organs like the digestive system, etc., with little blood supply. When organs have less blood supply, they do not function efficiently. Cryo or extreme cold tricks the body into diverting blood from extremities to your organs to protect them. Your arms and legs don't matter if your organs aren't functioning. Okay, so this isn't something that you're gonna read about, but this is just, you know, this is a mechanism that makes sense. This is years and years of research on cold therapy. This is what happens when your body is tricked into that state. So for us, I mean, God, I mean, I would never use this to treat an injury, but I've had doctors from the hospital special surgery call me recently and send patients over. Anything to help speed up the recovery effect is, in my book, it's bonus points. And in life in general, whether you're training, whether you're not training, everything that we're doing now, it's all about recovery. You could have had a 12-hour day at work where you're sitting in at a desk and you're under extreme stress. You could have had a late night out partying, you know, a flight overseas, a time change, a fight with your spouse, whatever it is, our bodies, the air we breathe, our bodies are under stress day in and day out. So now we're finally given people a recovery modality that they can go and they can implement into their lifestyle in 3 minutes. I mean, I know I would love to get a massage every day. I would love to go to an infrared sauna every day. I have access to these sort of things, but it's time. You know, if I wanted to do one or the other, that's almost an hour out of my day. Actually, it's more than an hour, because when I'm done, I got to go hop in a shower. I actually, a lot of times I'll work out. I'll, I'll work out. After my workout, I'll hop in the shower. When I'm clean, I will run over to the cryo chamber. I'll jump in. It's air being blown on me. It's nitrogen. It's the air is being blown on me. So it's just that cool sensation. So I'm not getting out of there. I'm not wet. I'm not perspiring. I don't even have to dry off. I mean, I basically just throw my clothes on and I am going about my day.
Cool. And yeah, I mean, this is really, really interesting stuff, man. I like that. I like that read up you just kind of read with your friend there.
Thank you.
But yeah, the applications of this and the ease of use, you know, the number one thing I think we all have, or our most important resource, like you said, is time. And the fact that this is only 1, 2, or 3 minutes out of every day is really impressive for the kind of results that you get from using it, right?
There's no downside to using it. There is none. I mean, there are too many positive benefits that are linked to this type of cold therapy. And what's starting to happen is because, listen, there's over like 400, I have it in my notes, but I think there's over, yeah, it's a Europe alone, there are approximately 400 whole body cryotherapy facilities in various hospitals, and approximately 12,000 physiotherapists offer localized cryotherapy. This is something that's been in Europe for, you know, over 25 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just a matter of time at this point where, you know, we're catching on to this in the States. There's been nothing but positive, you know, feedback on this stuff. And, you know, I'm really excited to have it in here.
Don, what are some of the uses that you have for your clients anyways, like right now? What are some of the treatments that you're kind of or ways, I guess, that you're kind of implementing the cryo into their training or whatever, or injuries or something like that? Like, what are some injuries that would help?
You know what? I'm not gonna. You know, I can't say it's gonna help any injuries. You know, I'm not a physical therapist. We have a physical therapist, Dr. Charlie Weingroff, and we've got two therapists under him, Joe Perugin and Connor Ryan. And those guys, what they do is they perform treatments on their clientele in the treatment offices, and you know, they're performing physical therapy on them, and they could be doing things like, you know, ART or PRI, whatever they like to use to get someone back into a healed state. That's what they use. But most of the time, what they say is, listen, why not jump in it? Come on, it's 3 minutes out of your day. So, you know, it was recommended the other day, one of our clients post knee surgery hopped in it. We have a guy with a sprained ankle hopped in it. You know, but I would never turn around and say that this is a rehabilitation device. What I will say is, this will help assist in reducing inflammation and helping speed recovery in the body. Now, that very well might lead to an improvement with their issue, but I can't turn around and say that we'd be treating people with this. This is a recovery device. If you need recovery in your life, which everyone does, this is something that is perfect for you.
So does this help your clients just recover faster too in between workouts?
Absolutely. Between workouts, you know, I even had, I can't mention his name. I had a celeb client come in the other day, and he was a little beat up, and he had a training session. He was just tired. So, you know, that was the one time where I said, well, let's jump in it first. So I threw it at him first. He went in for a 3-minute treatment. We came out, we did some foam rolling. We did a dynamic warm up to kind of get his body temperature up, spent 10, 15 minutes working on that. And he was ready to go, and he had a great workout. So that kind of, I think because of that fight or flight, that changed his state a little bit, and it put him into a position where he was able to go and perform now. A lot of times what I like to do, because after the workouts, most of us are, you know, we're feeling like we've been worked out for an hour. And I think it's a great way to be able to get someone to kind of hit that reset button. And they're finding that they're leaving the gym with twice as much energy. You know, I'm even having a lot of clients claim, including myself, that it's been improving their sleep quality.
All right, guys, I think it's the perfect time to take a quick break from the episode to remind you to subscribe to our show. By subscribing, you get every single episode completely free. That's right, get all of our best interviews with the best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and entrepreneurial worlds absolutely free. Don't miss out on any one of our captivating and exciting episodes. Subscribe now and get all of the Elite Man podcast anytime and anywhere. And yes, if you get a chance, leave us a glowing review about how much you love the show and how awesome we are. Okay, guys, Back to the episode now.
Cool. And any sort of hypothesis on how it kind of is improving your sleep or, say, boosting your energy?
Yeah, I mean, my assumption would be is that it's getting our bodies to relax. So if I turned around and I was able to, you know, put you into a meditation for a few minutes every day, your body in time, that's a modality where we're able to get you to recover. So I think because this is a recovery modality, and I think it's almost tricking the body into, you know, flushing blood through the body to certain extremities, this is speeding up the recovery process. And because it's speeding up the recovery process and causing the body to almost, I don't want to say they use the word rehabilitate itself, recover. I mean, pretty much bounce back faster, that you're going into the evening now and you're more relaxed and, you know, sleep is just improved because of it. So I think it's just getting people into a more relaxed, recovered state, and their nervous system isn't as zapped. Like, look at it this way. If you were to get on a roller coaster, you go on a great adventure, and you're getting on a roller coaster, you're going to bounce around roller coasters all day, you would literally, you know, come home at night and get into bed, and you're almost going to have that sensation of feeling like, you know, you're still on that roller coaster. Has that ever happened to you? I mean, it's happened to me a lot.
Yeah.
So you almost kind of still feel like you're spinning around. That's your nervous system just all out of whack. So I think this is giving you the ability to really calm and relax your nervous system. And I think that that in itself is going a long way for rest and recovery.
Yeah, that's actually a really good analogy, because you're right. Every time I've ever been on a roller coaster, like Six Flags or something, I feel like I'm drained the rest of the day and I need like a good, you know, 10-hour long sleep before I'm good again.
You feel zapped. Yeah, no, that's just your nervous system just under that, you know, under that tense state. So again, we're taking you after, you know, working out's a stress. So after we're putting your body through something, believe it or not, it's good for you, but it's stressful. We're getting your body to kind of come back down to that relaxed state. And I think to be able to do that so quickly is a reason why people are just feeling better and sleeping better.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of, I don't know if you're familiar with her, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, and her whole like sauna therapy and stuff like that, and the applications of that.
Okay.
That's why I kind of was interested earlier when you mentioned the sauna thing as well.
I love the sauna. I would never, the infrared sauna, I would never knock. I use it. I actually belong to a place in Huntington Village called Fountain with a P, and they're a water, almost a water education purification spot, and they have infrared saunas, and I'm in there a few times a week. So, you know, that's a huge benefit. But this is balancing hot with cold. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, it's almost like it kind of does the same thing in opposite ways, obviously, because one's extreme heat and this is obviously extreme cold.
Sure. I do not think one is better than the other.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're both modalities that the human body need. But I do know that you're going to see people doing this a hell of a lot more because of the time frame. And because of the benefits you're getting from the amount of time that you're in there. I mean, it's huge. You know, saunas, next thing you know, I'm dripping sweat. I got to get into a shower. I got to change. I got to put new clothes on. Next thing you know, I'm in the bag an hour. This literally, you're out of the shower. You can run and jump in this thing. You're in and out of it. By the time you change, you jump in for a 3-minute therapy session. You're out in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet, man.
It's unreal. If you're in New York, I want you to come in and try it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I heard the invite from my assistant too. She wants to go too, so we're going to have to take a trip out there soon.
Well, if you come down, you're invited.
Sweet, man. I know. I definitely want to try this out. So where do you see, like, what are some of the future maybe applications of this? Like, do you think there needs to be, like, further study on it? I know there's been also, I mean, it's kind of a couple different questions here, but I know there's been a death related to that, and that kind of blew out of proportion and everything. And, you know,
that was awful. And I'd like to go on record and say, you know, I feel absolutely terrible for that girl's family.
Yeah.
It was just an awful, awful incident. Very, very misfortunate. Such an unfortunate incident. I'm very happy that the cryotherapy, you know, spot, I mean, especially Impact Cryo, has gone about putting specific safety overrides to never allow something like that to happen again.
Mm-hmm. So what was the case with that made that unsafe, obviously, and then led to her death?
She was able to operate that system on her own.
Okay.
originally. And I think what ended up happening was, is, you know, from what I heard two different things. I heard that it was either a stand-up chamber she was in, or I heard it was more of a sauna type chamber. So I didn't get the correct story on that, but from there on, I heard the exact same thing, that she brought her cell phone in, she dropped her cell phone, she went down to pick it up, and because the nitrogen's so heavy down below, she got knocked out, and because there was no one operating it, you know, she unfortunately, you know, she ended up dying. So, but what we have in our system is, it's a 30-second override where you cannot turn the system on and jump in. Because if you did, it would shut off in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. So every 30 seconds, there has to be an operator there. Otherwise, it's going to shut off. So when I'm putting someone through it, or when I'm going through it, I have to have someone operating it. And every 30 seconds, the system starts beeping, and a message comes up on the screen that says, "Are you okay?" And you've got to hit yes. And if you don't hit yes, it's going to shut off. And I can't reach out of it and hit yes, because you would have to have, you know, 9-foot long arms. So, you know, certain things like that are just ways that, you know, these cryotherapy, you know, businesses, they're going to improve and they're going to get better. But, you know, nitrogen, we breathe in nitrogen every day. It's a safe amount, and, you know, there really is no risk to it.
Yeah. So the media will take some story like that, and then the next thing you know, it's everywhere saying cryotherapy is dangerous. It's, you know, this and that. Kind of unpredictable. There's not enough research into it. So what do you say to that?
I would love to see more research on it. I've been using the system more than most people have. And and I don't own a cryotherapy facility. I own a fitness club. I own a performance facility. I have more volume coming through here than normal cryo facilities, because my facility is 15,000 feet. So if I have, you know, 400 to 500 active members, I have that type of volume walking in. Plus I also have, outside, you know, non-members coming in. So I'm getting enough volume, and I'm getting such incredible feedback on it. And all I would say is that, you know, there's certain things that research can't always give a definitive answer on. You know, there's not a perfect workout routine. You know, heavyweight, like I wrote an article the other day, is heavyweight best for building muscle, or is lighter weight, more moderate reps, moderate reps? And it's all good. It's that there's no way to tell the effects on the human body with this stuff. They can do research. They can go test people and say, well, this person put on 10% strength, but does that mean it's going to work for the next? So unfortunately, a lot of this research that we read, it's inconclusive anyway. And that's what's been the toughest thing for me to battle with in the fitness industry, is that you wish there was something concrete, but there's not. You know, at the end of the day, you can if you take anyone and you put them through a 90-minute workout, I don't care what the workout is, 6 days a week, if they're sedentary and they're out of shape, they're probably going to end up getting into shape. The question is if they're going to get injured or not. So that's where good proper training comes in. So I hope and I pray that more positive research comes out of this stuff. It only adds more credibility to what we brought in. I welcome it. I mean, fortunately, I'm having a lot of doctors right now that I'm consulting with, from, you know, whether it's Huntington Hospital, whether it's a hospital special surgery, whether it's chiropractors, physical therapists. And, you know, everyone right now has been giving me nothing but positive. And the most negative feedback that I've gotten has been, well, it's not going to hurt you, you know? So, you know, it's one of those things where if someone is at the very least leaving there and they feel great, if that's the evidence that you're going to go by, well, guess what? Continue to let them leave there and feel great. Don't put any bad ideas in their head, because I've read negative research on drinking too much water. So, you know, there's negative research on everything. I mean, now fish oil is a PUFA. It's a polyunsaturated fatty acid, which means it's rancid to the body. So years ago, you know, fish oils have been phenomenal. Now people are saying it's bad. That's research for you. Everyone wants to have the new buzz, and they want to put the new twist on.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. If it's working for you, like fish oil, I've been taking fish oil for years. I love it. I think it's awesome.
Great.
If it's working for you, why would you change it? I mean, there's always going to be some study out there saying that it sucks, and you know, there's new research, and then there's a buzz, a couple articles about it saying that it's negative or whatever, and it's actually bad. But if it's working for you, why would you want to change that?
I spoke to one nutritionist the other day, not to go off topic, but you said it. Fish oil has been working for you. One nutritionist I spoke to said, no, I'm not going to put anyone on fish oil anymore, because it's a PUFA, which is what I, you know. And then another guy I spoke to said, yeah, I know it's a PUFA, but these people need, you know, omega-3s and omega-6s, and the benefit of the omega-3 and the omega-6 to their body far outweighs the little amount of PUFA that they're getting into their body because their diet's so poor. So I looked at both of those answers, and those were valid answers. I think it really comes down to the client and the individual that you're dealing with.
Yeah, and kind of another related point too is coconut oil. And yeah. That first came – and I'm a big fan of coconut oil as well too, and that first came out too, and that was, you know, really – healthy, and there's all sorts of benefits, which I actually kind of believe. And then, you know, a couple of years later, I think like maybe last year or a year before that, it was like a bunch of negative press about it, saying that it's like bad for your cholesterol.
Coconut oil is phenomenal. I won't even argue that. Yeah. I use it every day. I've had enough friends do research on it. I know enough nutritionists of very educated people, guys with PhDs, you know, degrees in biology, exercise science, exercise phys. I mean, everyone that I speak to absolutely loves coconut oil. Yet, you know, I was watching a TV show last year, and like you said, someone went on and says, well, it's high in saturated fat. I'm like, well, no shit, it's high in saturated fat. We're claiming that that's good saturated fat for the body. So, you know, cholesterol is good, cholesterol is bad. There is, you know, at the end of the day, you know, life and nutrition and fitness, it's about moderation. It's about making good choices, good quality foods. And, you know, I think people follow that. That's going to be a good, a really good starting point.
Awesome, man. Just a couple more questions, Don, sure. Then we got to sort of wrap things up. It's been really helpful so far, though.
Appreciate it.
Dude, I just wanted to kind of touch upon, you obviously have an incredibly successful gym now. You're doing really big things. What do you think is the number one thing that really separates you from some of the other personal trainers out there? Like, how did you build up to the point where you're like training some of these big name people that we mentioned earlier?
You know what? I always kept it about them. I know a lot of trainers, I mean, and I hear it all the time, they become best friends with their clients, and that's fine. But I think that a couple things. I never like being referred to as a celebrity trainer because I'm not. I'm a trainer that just happened to work with a lot of celebrities. And then that was because I was constantly trying to find ways to be better. I took my own body and my own health extremely seriously. And I always worked on it. And you know, in a way, and I don't even mind saying this. I mean, in a way, you know, they would come in here, and I always have a leg up on them, and they'd see that, and you know, that would push them. On the other hand, I would never, ever, ever be sitting there trying to get something out of them. You know, they're paying clients. They came in. There's a level of trust. I never exposed them. You know, I always made it about their session, about their health and wellness. When you go on, you know, on my Instagram, and you see certain posts. You know, that was them. That's when, you know, them and I got really close, and they offered it because they saw me launch my site, or they saw something and they said, listen, let's do a shot, you know, put it up there. And I turned around and I said, great. But there's so many celebs out there that people don't even know I work with because, you know, those other people wouldn't feel comfortable putting their pictures up there. So I would never expose them. So, you know, I think that's something a lot of trainers turn around and they want to be a celebrity trainer and they want to train Ryan Reynolds and, you know, Liev Schreiber, and they're amazing human beings. I mean, it would just surprise you how great these people are. But you know what? It's about continue your education, try and be humble and remember to just try and learn every day and make the session about them. It's not about you.
Cool, man. I really like that.
Thank you.
Actually kind of a very similar sentiment to, I mean, I asked my friend Ted Rice, another sort of celebrity quote unquote trainer.
Sure.
And he kind of said, you know, the same thing. It's more about the client. It's not about, and he himself doesn't even like to refer to himself as a celebrity trainer because, you know, it's not really what he is. He's just a regular trainer and he happens to train a couple big name people, but it really is about them.
I respect him a lot for saying that. I mean, most of the guys that I've met who work with celebrity, most of them, I'd say 90% of them, I got to be honest, are great guys. You know, I keep in contact with them. We all send each other people. You know, I got some hookups in, you know, California and in France and in London. And it's like, we all kind of keep this network together where if we do have clients travel, we put a phone call in and there's no, you know, it's being very humble and being very comfortable with who you are. I'm not afraid of someone stealing one of my clients. If one of my clients decides to leave me and go work with someone else, then that's on me. That means I didn't do a good enough job keeping them intrigued, keeping them up to, you know, above par and keeping them entertained, because that's part of it all. Is that training's got to be fun, man. Mm-hmm. It cannot feel like day in and day out that you're coming in for some brutal job. They've got to come in, they've got to enjoy this. And, you know, that's why I like, you know, when I build programs, it could be anywhere from 4 to 12 weeks. But, you know, after that period of time, I'm training up, changing up the block of training, and I'm trying to keep them to where they're focusing on a little bit of a new element. And that's why I think a lot of these, you know, men and women have gotten in such incredible shape with me.
Yeah, that's a really good point, man. You do have to kind of keep things interesting. And if you set, you know, have the same routine every time they train with you, it's going to get old. It's going to get boring.
But you can't, you know, it can be the best program in the world. If it's boring for that client, man, you're doing them no good. And that's where some of the really like I'm around some pretty smart people. I try and surround myself with very smart people. It definitely helps me. But, you know, I try and tell them, man, if you can't articulate this stuff to your client, then, you know, what good are you doing anyone? The whole purpose is to be able to deliver this great message. Don't ever bring someone into a session and make them feel inferior. They're normally, the first couple of sessions, they're always in a vulnerable position when they're coming to you. They're always a little nervous and a little apprehensive about what they're about to go through. So just try and make them feel comfortable.
Cool. Don, it's been a really awesome interview, man. Is there any final takeaway message, send off, you'd like to leave our audience, and also a place where we can check out more about you?
Okay, cool. Well, you can check me out. My Instagram, my Facebook, and my Twitter is all Don Saladino. I've got a website, donsaladino.com. It's back under construction, but you can go check it out. And my takeaway is, you know, just enjoy life, man. You know, we all take what we do so seriously, and just, you know, take a second to take a deep breath, be around the people that you love, and just be thankful. If you're in the industry that I'm in, you should be really thankful, because there is not a better industry in the world.
Awesome, man. I really appreciate it. A lot of great advice, like I said, man. And I know our guys are really going to love this one. So thanks again, man, and take care.
I appreciate it. Come down soon.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing, you get every single episode completely free. That's right, get all of our best interviews with the best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and entrepreneurial worlds absolutely free. Don't miss out on any one of our captivating and exciting shows. Subscribe now and get the Elite Man podcast anytime and anywhere. And yes, if you get a chance, leave us a glowing review about how much you love the show and how awesome we are. All right, guys, that's it. Until next time, take care.